ददाति स्वपदान्तिकम् वन्देऽहम् श्रीगुरु श्रीयुतापदकमलम् श्रीगुरुन् वैष्णवांश श्रीरूपम् सागरजातम् सहगणा रघुनाथान्वितम् त्वम् सजीवम् साद्वैतम् सावधूतम् परिजनासहितम् कृष्णचैतन्यदेवम् श्रीराधाकृष्णपादान् सहगणललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश नमाम विष्णुपादाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी निति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पार्षात देशतारिणे नमो महावदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामने गौरद्विषे नमः नमो ब्राह्मण्य देवाय गोब्राह्मण्य हिताय च जगदताय कृष्णाय गोविंदाय नमो नमः हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधो दीन बंधो जगतपते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी श्री राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानु सुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये वांछाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्य एव च पतितानाम पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्णा हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। So text number 14, Falastuti onwards. Canto 8, chapter 4, text number 14 onwards.
Etan Maharaja Taverito Maya Krishnanu Bhavo Gajaraja Mokshanam Swargyam Yashasyam Kalikalma Shapaham Duswapna Nasham Kuruvar Yeshranvatam.
They go to higher planetary system. Yadubar Prabhu Swarga Jara Vitam. Simply because of hearing this narration, they gain a reputation as devotees. They are unaffected by the contamination of Kali Yuga. They never see bad dreams. So these are some of the benefits of hearing Gajendra Moksha.
Yathano Kirta Yanti Etat Shriyas Kama Dvijatayaha शुचयः प्रातरुत्थाय दुःस्वप्नादि उपशान्तये.
Therefore, after getting up from bed in the morning, those who desire their own welfare, especially the Brahmanas, Kshatriyas and Vaishyas, and in particular the Brahman Vaishnavas, should chant this narration as it is, without deviation, to counteract the troubles of bad dreams.
So any Brahmachari getting bad dreams? Some ghost coming. Yesterday I couldn't sleep only actually. What is bad dreams? But bad dreams can be eradicated simply by chanting Gajendra's prayers. So sab yaad kar lena chahiye. Brahman, Gajendra's, what do you say? Prayers. To yathanu kirtayanti. Chanting without deviation. Prabhupada writes a purport how the system is to chant in the footsteps of the Mahajans. Study Shastras in the footsteps of the Mahajans. Unscrupulous persons, however, deviate from the actual narration and interpret the text in their own way with grammatical jugglery. Such deviations are to be avoided. This is a Vedic injunction supported by Shukadeva Goswami, one of the Mahajans. He says, Yatha Anukirtayanti, one should recite the mantra as it is, without deviation, for then one will be eligible to rise to the platform of all good fortune. Shukadeva Goswami specially recommends that those who are Brahmanas or Shuchayaha recite all these mantras after rising from bed in the morning. So while you are getting ready, you can chant Gajendra's prayers. Recommended by Shukadeva Goswami. Because of sinful activities at night, we have bad dreams which are very troublesome. Indeed, Maharaj Yudhishthira was obliged to see hell because of a slight deviation from devotional service to the Lord. What is this incident? Obliged to see hell because of slight deviation. वो है क्या वो जो उनको झूठ बोलने के लिए बोलते हैं नहीं kind of initially he says no I won't speak. I've not read Mahabharata so I'm asking some of the scholar experts here who has read Mahabharata who's Mahabharata expert Shridhar you're not Mahabharata expert you don't have a book also oh my God Krishna. Anyways, Devamrita Maharaj, I was talking to him and he said, according to the recent statistics, the amount of retention is more if you read from a hardbound book than an e-book. Therefore, e-book sales in the West is going down now. So just, you are a Shrutidhar personality, but I'm just making a point. A devotee sometimes accepts a sinful person as his disciple. This is what we were discussing yesterday. He accepts a sinful person as his disciple, and to counteract the sinful reactions he accepts from the disciple, he has to see a bad dream. So the reaction is not exactly. Krishna decides how that has to come. Nonetheless, the spiritual master is so kind that in spite of having bad dreams due to the sinful disciple, he accepts this troublesome business for the deliverance of the victims of Kali Yuga. After initiation, therefore, a disciple should be extremely careful not to commit again any sinful act that might cause difficulties for himself and the spiritual master. Before the deity, before the fire, before the spiritual master, and before the Vaishnavas, the honest disciple promises to refrain from all sinful activity. Therefore, he must not again commit sinful acts and thus create a troublesome situation. So this is about bad dreams. And yatha anukirtayanti. Dhuswapnadi and yatha anukirtayanti. Then text number 16. What is this? Oh, thank you. Idamaha hari prito gajendram kuru sattama shanvatam sarvabhutanam sarvabhutamayo vibhu.
O best of the Kuru dynasty, the supreme personality of Godhead, the super soul of everyone, being thus pleased, addressed Gajendra in the presence of everyone there. He spoke the following blessings.
So who all were present there? All the demigods. Shri Bhagavan Uvacha Ye Mam Tvam Chasharas Chedam Giri Kandara Kananam Vetra Kichaka Venunam Gulmani Surapadapan Shringani Mani Dhishnyani Brahmano Me Shivasyacha Shirodam Me Priyam Dhamma Shweta Dvipam Chabhaswaram Shrivatsam kostubhummalam gadam komodakim mama sudarshanam pancha janayam suparnam patageshwaram shesham chamatkalam sukshmam shriyam devim madashrayam brahmanam naradam rishim bhavam prahradamevacha matsya kurma varadayer avatarai kratani me Karmani Ananta Punyani Suryam Somam Hutashanam Pranavam Satyam Avyaktam Govipran Dharma Vavyayam
దాక్షాయణిర్ ధర్మ పత్నీ సోమ కశ్యపయోరపి గంగాం సరస్వతిం నందాం కాలిందీం సీతవారణం ధ్రువం బ్రహ్మర్షిన్ సప్తా పుణ్యశ్లోకాంశ మానవాన్ ఉత్థయా పరరాత్రాంతే ప్రయతా సుసమాహితాః స్మరంతి మమ రూపాణి ముచ్యంతే అంహసో అఖిలాత్.
సుప్రీం పర్సనాలిటీ ఆఫ్ గాడ్ హెడ్ సెడ్, ఫ్రీడ్ ఫ్రమ్ సిన్ఫుల్ రియాక్షన్స్ ఆర్ దోస్ హూ రైజ్ ఫ్రమ్ బెడ్ ఎట్ ద ఎండ్ ఆఫ్ నైట్ ఎర్లీ ఇన్ ద మార్నింగ్ అండ్ ఫుల్లీ కాన్సన్ట్రేట్ దేర్ మైండ్స్ విత్ గ్రేట్ అటెన్షన్ అపాన్ మై ఫార్మ్, యువర్ ఫార్మ్, దిస్ లేక్, దిస్ మౌంటైన్, ద కేవ్స్, ద గార్డెన్స్, ద కేన్ ప్లాంట్స్, the bamboo plants, the celestial trees, the residential quarters of me, Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva, the three peaks of Trikuta mountain made of gold, silver and iron, my very pleasing abode, the ocean of milk, the white island, Shvetadip, which is always brilliant with spiritual rays, my mark of Shri Vatsa, the Kaustubh gem, my Vaijayanti garland, my club, Kaumodiki, my Sudarshana disc and Panchajanya conch shell, my bearer Garud, the king of the birds, my bed Sheshnag, my expansion of energy, the goddess of fortune, Lord Brahma, Narad Muni, Lord Shiva, Prahlada, my incarnations like Matsya, Kurma and Varaha, my unlimited all auspicious activities which yield piety to he who hears them, the sun, the moon, fire, the mantra Omkar, the absolute truth, the total material energy, the cows and Brahmanas, devotional service, the wives of Soma and Kashyap, who are all daughters of King Daksha, the rivers Ganges, Saraswati, Nanda and Yamuna, Kalindi, the elephant Airavat, Dhruva Maharaj, the seven rishis and the pious human beings.
Ye mam stuvanti anenanga pratibuddhya nishatyaye tesham pranatyaye chaham dadami vipulam gatim.
My dear devotee, unto those who rise from bed at the end of night and offer me the prayers offered by you, I give an eternal residence in the spiritual world at the end of their lives.
Hari Bol! Eh? Nobody is excited? Are? My dear devotee, unto those who rise from bed at the end of night and offer me the prayers offered by you, I give an eternal residence in the spiritual world at the end of their lives. Just by reciting Gajendra Moksha prayers, it is like flat booking the spiritual world. You have faith or no? Huh? Yadubar Prabhu, aise mazak kar rahe Bhagwan? Aise thoda wo, kya Gajendra ko encouragement dene ke liye bahut acha bola tu. Aise liye se bol rahe? How many have faith that if we recite daily Gajendra Moksha prayers, Krishna will give us residence in the spiritual world? Four people, five, six, seven people have faith. Sridhar, you don't have faith? Huh? You don't believe in Krishna's words? Huh? So that's why Prabhupada said, Krishna consciousness is so simple, you may miss it. Krishna is making it so simple. You just chant these prayers, means the same devotion will come, same bhava will come. And then... No, he wants to stay in the material world and serve Krishna. Says, no. Level higher. But it's good to memorize all the prayers by Gajendra. Yes? Arey yaar, chod, main bol raha hun, prayer recite. Consciousness ko chod yaar. Main bol raha hun, let us memorize the prayers. Yes or no? Mukundo? Simha? Yes? All prayers of Gajendra. Yadubar, Karnam, Anandila Prabhu, Bolo, Karoge ne Karoge, Haan, at least we will not have bad dreams, even if spiritual world is, you can test it, start chanting Gajendra's prayers and you see whether you get bad dreams or not, you may get bad dream of the threat of memorizing so many shlokas, that bad dream may come. But that is the power of Bhagavatam. It has that potency. That's why Bhaktisiddhanta Swami Thakur said, half syllable of Bhagavatam is sufficient to send somebody back to Godhead.
मतलब जो ये पूरे श्लोक का पहला वर्ड है ना ये, दैट इटसेल्फ कैन सेंड यू बैक टू द स्पिरिचुअल इफ यू हैव दैट इंटेंसिटी एंड अप्रिसिएशन. डोंट वरी, पूरा श्लोक पढ़ के एटलीस्ट होना चाहिए. श्री शुक उवाच इति आदिश्य ऋषिकेश प्राधमाया जलजोत्तमम् हर्षयन् विबुधानीकम् आरुरोहा खगादीपम्.
श्री सुखदेव गोस्वामी कंटिन्यूड, आफ्टर गिविंग दिस इंस्ट्रक्शन द लॉर्ड हु इज नोन एज ऋषिकेश बगल्ड विथ हिज पंचजन्य काउंसिल इन दिस वे प्लीजिंग ऑल द डेमिगॉड्स हेडेड बाय लॉर्ड ब्रह्मा देन ही माउंटेड द बैक ऑफ हिज कैरियर गरुड.
So he had taken Gajendra with him. That is explained previously, right? Yes or no? Previous which verse? Spoke the curse. Prayers. Text 13, if you see. He says, he returned to his all-wonderful abode and took Gajendra with him. Actually, श्वेदी बोला ना, नहीं श्वेदी के पास तो गए थे. कौन सा मिल कुछ त्रिकुट माउंटेन के पास, तो पांचवे का स्कंद में आपने कुछ पढ़ा होगा ना ऐसा कुछ त्रिकुट माउंटेन के पास. भगवान के धाम में नहीं हो रहा है सब, त्रिकुट माउंटेन के पास हो रहा है. हाँ श्वेद्वीप. कुछ प्रॉब्लम है, कहीं और से आना चाहिए, श्रद्धापुरी से आना चाहिए, मेरठ घर से आएंगे ना अपने शिवदीप से आएंगे, और कहां से आएंगे. प्रश्न नहीं समझ पा रहा हूं मैं, था तो भयंकर जिज्ञासा. हाँ अरे उसको पकड़ने को दिया तेरे को. हाँ सो एक मिनट. Why Garuda cannot eat snakes in the spiritual world? Non-veg वाली बात नहीं है. You have problem in Garuda eating snakes? So still they are liberated. One inside the other. What is your question? तुम्हें कंफ्यूज दिख रहा है मेरे को. भगवान किधर से आते हैं, गरुड़ क्या खाता है, भाई क्वेश्चन क्या है तेरा? आज सुबह क्या सब्जी खाई थी? They come from Shwetdweep. Garuda is a celestial bird. And Maharaj का एक lecture you can hear where somebody asks this question, how can Garuda eat snakes? That is the food given by Krishna to him, so he can take. He was blessed by Indra when he was carrying that pot of nectar. Okay. So he's saying Indra has blessed him. Eat snakes. You beware of snakes. So Lord comes from his abode, definitely, Shwetdweep. Is that was that your question? Definitely your question. Okay. There are many other things which we did not cover in the answer. Actually, this planet where birds like Garuda stay. There's a full planet like that, Prabhupada says. They can do interplanetary travels also. So Garuda is that species of bird where everybody is like that huge eagles which fly. Prabhupada says there are eagles and hawks so big that while flying they can catch an elephant by their claws and carry it. Huge birds. Garuda is a special soul. Okay, so this is ending our fourth Manu, right? What was the first Manu's name? Second? Swarochisha. Son of? Agni. Swarochisha was son of Agni. Third was? Uttam was? That means his brother of Agnidhara or something. Fourth was? Tamasa. Who is again son of? Priyavrat, brother of Uttam. So four are explained. So in the Tamas Manu, this is what has happened. Gajendra Moksha pastime happens in Tamas Manu. Now we'll ask about the future Manus. Because he's sitting in seventh Manu, Vaivaswat Manu. So fifth and sixth Manu, what is going to happen? So fifth was, I think, Revat. Sixth was Chakshusha. Chakshusha Manu. Right? So third, fourth and fifth Manu are actually family members of Priyavrat Maharaj. Sixth is Chakshusha. Then sixth Chakshusha Manvantar will come, I think, Samudra Manthan pastime. Sixth Manu. Samudra Manthan will come in sixth Manu. Samudra Manthan ki baat kar raha hu. Wo kis pastime aata hai? Aap kuch aur bol rahe hain. Hiranyakashipu Hiranyaksha is Chakshusha Manu. Chakshusha Manu. And Dhruva is first, Swayambhu Manu. So Dhruva and Prahlad has a gap of almost five Manvantaras. One day somebody was asking me, are they contemporaries? No, doesn't look like. Well, that is an eternal form. That's an eternal form. These are all eternal personalities, looks like. One who remembers Prahlad, he says, no? But Prahlad, according to Prabhuji, has not yet come. So looks like they are eternal personalities, looks like. Of course, in fifth canto, you have already read about prayers to Jambudvip. Of course, that is happening in this Manvantara, so those personalities are already present in all those previous. Anybody has any other suggestion about this question? Any Mahajans here would like to share? So looks like they are well-known figures. Narasimhadev is definitely Vishnu Avatar, so he's already existing. Right. Sometimes they say it is different kalpas, different days of Brahma. This is just one day of Brahma, Narasimhadev. So they could be referring to the previous day of Brahma in which Narasimhadev and Prahlad were there. That's how they also answer. So text 1 to 6 is Reign of Raivat Manu. It's a pretty quick chapter. We will just go through it, of course, gradually. It has now the activities of the 5th and 6th Manvantaras and how did the demigods got defeated by the demons and why did the Samudra Manthan took place. All those things are coming up. Shri Shuka Uvacha. Rajan Uditam Etatte Hare Karmaghanashanam. Gajendra Mokshanam Punyam Raivatam Tuantaram Shrinu.
Sukhdev Goswami continued, O King, I have described to you the pastime of Gajendra Mokshana, which is most pious to hear. By hearing of such activities of the Lord, one can be freed from all sinful reactions. Now please listen as I describe Raivata Manu.
panchamauravato nama manus tamasa sodarah bali vindhyadayastasya sutaha arjuna purvakah.
The brother of Tamasa Manu was the fifth Manu named Revata. His sons were headed by Arjuna, Bali and Vindhya.
I think you have this, where is that? There is one chart, na, here. The overview notes? Not this. I want that Manus and that seven demi, like this. Page number 5 of your overview notes. These 7 things will be described, right? Manu, Manu Putra, Devas, Indras, chief sages, lords, incarnation and activity. Right? So he's on the 5th one now, I believe. The brother of Tamas Manu was the 5th Manu named Raivat. His sons were headed by Arjun, Bali and Vindhya. Vibhur Indra Suragana Rajan Bhutarayadayah Hiranyaroma Vedashira Urdva Bahuadayo Dvijah.
In the millennium of Revata Manu, the king of heaven was known as Vibhu. Among the demigods were the Bhutarayas, and among the 7 Brahmanas who occupied the 7 planets were Hiranyaroma, Vedashira, and Urdva Bahu.
No. That Bali Maharaj is Prahlad Maharaj's grandson. Same name can be there. Arjun bhi hai. Arjun ne pucha apne. Wo pata hai, pata hai. Patne Vikuntha Shubhrasya Vaikunthai Surasattamai Tayo Swakalaya Jagye Vaikuntho Bhagavan Swayam.
Combination of Subhra and his wife, Vikuntha, there appeared the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vaikuntha, along with demigods who were his personal plenary expansions.
Okay. So this is the combination of Subhra and his wife, Vikuntha, there appeared the Supreme Personality of God, Vaikuntha, along with demigods who were his plenary personal expansions. Vaikuntha kalpito yena loko loka namaskritaha ramaya prarthya manena devya tat priya kamyaya.
To please the goddess of fortune, the supreme personality of Godhead, Vaikuntha, at her request, created another Vaikuntha planet, which is worshipped by everyone.
So he created another Vaikuntha planet within the material creation. So how many Vaikunthas are there in material world? That is right. It's on Bhumandala or below Bhumandala? It's on Garbhodak. So this is the 4th one. So this is what Brahmaji saw in his meditation. Prabhupada writes, Lord Brahma saw Vaikuntha with the creation of the universe. Veera Raghava Acharya mentioned that this Vaikuntha is within the universe. And Acharya has also mentioned like our, Vadiraj Tirtha also mentions that the 4 Kumaras, the Vaikuntha that they went was the Vaikuntha above Satyalok. They did not cross the Viraja. They were inside still. That's what Bhugol Varnanam states. Bhugol Varnanam gives 3 Vaikunthas above Satyaloka, Shwetadvip, and one on Garbhodakosham. And this is the 4th one which is being mentioned. With all confusion bad gaya abhi to shwetdweep se dekh at least ye tha ki ek shwetdweep se aate abhi char jagah se aa sakte hai log. Don't worry, be happy, Krishna is coming. That's all. Kal dekha na humne itna sab verses, we saw that you cannot be understood by anybody. Why are these verses mentioned? To give you solace. There are a lot of things in Krishna's pastime which will be beyond our logical comprehension. In Krishna consciousness there are 3 things, you know. First thing is, when you come to Krishna consciousness, certain things you will have immediately faith on. immediately you will understand, immediately you will develop faith in those things. Like Krishna Prasad, devotees' mercy, qualities of devotees, beauty of deities. Suddenly, you know, there is immediate power of chanting. There are certain things in which you will develop faith or you will understand after practicing the process for a while. Give me an example of things which you will gain faith after practicing for a certain time. Hi? Studying scripture systematically. So what will happen? Okay. Mm-hmm. Faith is a function of what? Why? Faith is a function of intelligence. That is right, but can you support your claim? Vyavasayatmika buddhi. Bolo? That is five characteristics. Apprehension, misapprehension, doubt, memory and sleep. That is characteristics of intelligence. We are talking of faith here. So you develop faith in certain things only after undergoing the process a little bit. Like nashta prayeshu bhadreshu. All the dirty things in the heart are removed. That you will not understand the first day you pick up first verse of Bhagavatam. It takes some time. Yes? If you practice morning program, then the spiritual life becomes easier. That thing comes after practicing for a while. And the third category of things are which even after practicing you will not understand. Or maybe very, very difficult. So those things are based on revelations then. Like spiritual master's body is not material, it is spiritual. Deity is not stone, it is Krishna himself. The holy name is not different from Krishna. We may intellectually understand and quote a shloka also, but we don't have realization of it, right? So that will require revelation. So there are certain things in Shastra which will require revelation for you to understand. Not everything can be understood on one plane of intellectual level. Otherwise, there is no need of this verse. Yasya deve para bhaktir yatha deve tatha guru tasyeva katatai artha prakashante mahatmana. Prakash. That will happen when somebody has that implicit faith in Guru and Krishna. So there are certain things which needs revelation. So one day Krishna will reveal you from where he comes. Okay. Text number 6. Tasyanubhava katito gunascha paramodayah bhoman renunsa vimame yovishnur varnayed gunan.
Although the great activities and transcendental qualities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead's various incarnations are wonderfully described, sometimes we are unable to understand them. Yet everything is possible for Lord Vishnu. If one could count the atoms of the universe, then he could count the qualities of Supreme Personality of Godhead. But no one can count the atoms of the universe, nor can anyone count the transcendental qualities of the Lord.
So this is similar. Everything is possible for Lord Vishnu. The Lord's glorious activities referred to in this connection took place after his personal bodyguards, Jaya and Vijaya, became Daityas. Having been cursed by the great sages Sanak, Sanatan, Sanatan, Sanandan, Jay as Hiranyaksha had to fight with Varahadev, and that same Varahadev is mentioned in regard to the Raivat millennium. The fighting, however, took place during the reign of the first Manu, Swayambhu. Prabhuji? Aabole Chakshusha, yahan to Swayambhu aage. That's why I had doubt, you said. Therefore, according to some authorities, there are two Varahas. According to others, however, Varaha appeared during the reign of Swayambhu Manu and stayed in the water until that of Raivat Manu. Some may doubt that this could be possible, but the answer is that everything is possible. If one could count the atoms within the universe, one could count the qualities of Lord Vishnu, But the atoms of the universe are impossible for anyone to count. And similarly, no one can count the transcendental qualities of the Lord. And His Holiness Radhana Swami Maharaj, he started one Mayapur Yatra with this explanation how there could be contradictions in a spiritual life in various scriptures and things or acharyas. Does anyone remember? What does he say further? All contradictions are resolved as you go deeper in bhakti. Yes, Hari Gopal Prabhu, he said that, right? All contradictions are resolved as you go deeper in bhakti. On the surface, there could be some differences that may appear. But as you go deeper in the, deeper in bhakti means you understand Krishna more and more. How nothing is impossible for Him. Everything is possible. So, like that. Text number 7 till 13 is the reign of Chakshusha Manu, an inquiry about Samudra Manthan. Actually, when Lav and Kush used to recite Ramayana, the way they would actually recite Ramayana was, the way they used to recite the verses of Ramayana was so clear that just by hearing the recitation, people would understand the meaning. Means every word was so properly pronounced and clearly, slowly, that by hearing it, you'll understand the meaning of it. So you can try reciting the verse. Of course, they knew little Sanskrit also. Shashthascha chakshusha putras chakshusho nama vai manoh puru purusha satsudyumna pramukhas chakshushat maja.
Of Chakshu, known as Chakshusha, was the sixth Manu. He had many sons headed by Puru, Purusha and Sudyumna.
So I think ninth canto will come, no? Sudyumna becomes a woman in his next life, something like that. Indro mantra drumastatra deva apyada yogana munayastatra vairajan havishmad virakadayaha.
During the reign of Chakshusha Manu, the king of heaven was known as Mantradruma. Among the demigods were the Apayas, and among the great sages were Havishman and Viraka.
Okay. When did Lord Ram came? The provision of the Pura Roda Diya. इस युग साइकिल में आए नहीं भगवान रामचंद्र जैसा बोल रहे हैं सो हाँ लेट्स सी नाउ आई वाज जस्ट वंडरिंग वी ऑफन सी दिस Because Indra of that particular time got eyes on his body. When Ahilya's pastime took place, he got eyes on his body. Par aap to bole Ram ji pehle aaye. Vaivaswat Manu ke 23rd Yuga cycle mein aaye. So that Indra always have eyes on his body now. So when did Vritrasura came? Which manmantra is Vritrasura? बोलो हाँ ओके 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 सो वृत्रासुर पास्ट टाइम वाज इग्नाइटेड बिकॉज ऑफ ऑफेंस टू बृहस्पति राइट सो दैट इज चक्षुषा मन्वंतर but you are saying 23rd yuga cycle of Vaivaswat Manvantara. So Vritrasura wale case mein he didn't had eyes on his body. Sure. We'll have to check some paintings. That's why I'm getting confused. In Prithu Maharaj wale mein bhi? Prithu Maharaj? Hai na? So that is something needs to be communicated to BBT. Indra never always, it's not that sabke sabke sharir pe aankhe hain yaar, yagya, rochan, swatyajit, trishikha, vibhu, mantra, dhruma. That's what I'm trying to understand what is exactly. Anyways, not, but some scholar may catch us by the juggler if they see our paintings. Therefore I'm asking you. Even somebody told me, Golok Chandra Prabhu from Salem. He told us this time that when Krishna appeared, Bhagavatam doesn't say anything about he appeared in Chaturbhuj, huge form. Although our paintings show like that. So I was also startled a little bit because we always thought that he comes in huge form and then transforms into a smaller form. If you go to the Sanskrit. Anyways, when you come to 10th canto, you can debate on that. But don't forget to worship Krishna, whether he comes as Chaturbhuj or small.
Tatrapi deva sambhutyam vairajasya bhavat suta ajito nama bhagavan amshena jagatah pati.
In this sixth manvantara millennium, Lord Vishnu, the master of the universe, appeared in his partial expansion. He was begotten by Vairaja in the womb of his wife Devasambhuti, and his name was Ajita.
Ajita. So Ajita is, I think, that incarnation which sits on top of Mandar mountain and churns it. That one pastime has maximum incarnation, simultaneously appearing. Kurma, Vishnu is already standing as churning rod, Ajita on the top. Then he enters into the modes to empower demigods, demons, cool breezes, so many things are there. Then Mohini Murti also comes. Pretty comprehensive. Dhanvantri comes.
Payodhim yena nirmathya suranam sadhita sudha brahmamanom basidhrita kurma rupena mandaraha.
By churning the ocean of milk, Ajita produced nectar for the demigods. In the form of a tortoise, he moved here and there, carrying on his back the great mountain known as Mandar.
Bas, this was sufficient for Parikshit Maharaj to ask a question. Payodhim yena nirmathya. Are kya bol diya apne? Suranam sadhita sudha. Brahma mano ambasi dhritaha. Kurma rupena mandaraha. Now if you look at this. Payodhim word is also there and ambasi word is also there. Did you pay attention to that verse?
Actually, prasad ke baad class karna bada bhari hota hoga na? Hai na? What do you say, bro? Thoda attention, thoda blood goes to the stomach na for digestion. Hai na? Oh my God. I can understand, you know. Heavy meal and then suddenly you hear Bhagavatam, Bapre.
So I'm trying to wake you up. So what is payodhim and ambasi? Sridhar Prabhu, please. Kya hai ye? Ambasi means water. Payodhim means milk. What exactly is this ocean? When you say ocean of ghee, what does it mean? Usko Sanskrit dekha kabhi wo? Ghritodaka. Aisa aayega usme. Somebody has folio? Go to the fifth canto. थोड़ा देखो जरा, ऐसे अंधविश्वासी लोग बैठे हैं या काफी कुछ सोच रहे लोग. What exactly is that ocean of ghee, ocean of, actual में घी रहता है क्या? Go to the Sanskrit. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, anyways, you can look at it later. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, at one point of time, he says that,
is it Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur or some other Acharya? I remember reading.
That it is water with the quality of ghee. Just like the salt water ocean. सॉल्ट वाटर ओशन पानी निकालेगा तो सॉल्ट मिलेगा. यू डोंट गेट, इट्स नॉट लाइक तुम हाथ पकड़ा तो सॉल्ट आ जाएगा. सो इट्स जस्ट लाइक दिस ओशन हैज क्वालिटी ऑफ सॉल्ट. सिमिलरली दैट ओशन ऑफ मिल्क हैड क्वालिटीज ऑफ मिल्क, ओशन ऑफ घी हैज क्वालिटीज ऑफ घी, ओशन ऑफ शुगर केन जूस हैज क्वालिटी ऑफ दैट. सो पयोधिम एंड अंबसी बोथ आर देयर. आई एम जस्ट ट्राइंग टू अट्रैक्ट योर अटेंशन टू दिस पार्ट. यू कैन करेक्ट मी, आई एम हैप्पी टू बी corrected and understand it properly. But kahan gaye hum? Yeah, text number 10 na. Yeah, payodhim is ocean of milk and ambhasi within the water. So what exactly is that? Something you can look forward to. He moved here and there carrying on his back. Yes, bro. What is udat means? Means you can look at it later, but that's what some of the acharyas also talk about. So therefore it's not contradictory. Payodhinam ambasi. What is salt water? I'm not contesting that. I'm saying why does Payodhim and Ambasi are both mentioned together? Huh? Or you're saying it is poetic to say Ambasi? In the ocean of water with milk present. He was moving through the ocean of milk. That is possible, right? Anyways, we can all... I'm sorry, Prabhu. Oh, ambasi can refer to some liquid, not natural milk. That's a good contest. That's a good contestant to think about. But what is that ambasi then meaning? There's a good speculation, but what does that mean? Ambasi, then what are the various meanings of ambasi? We don't have an English Sanskrit dictionary. Do we have? Okay. Maybe some other time you can actually search for this and let me also know. What does this mean? Shri Raja Uvacha. See, Parishit Maharaj is not asking about Ambasi and Payodhim. He's focused on more important things. So he's saying, Yatha Bhagavata Brahman Mathita Shirasa Garaha यदर्थं वायतश्चाद्रिं दधारम्बूचरात्मना यथा अमृतं सुरै प्राप्तं किंचान्यद् अभवत् ततः एतद् भगवतः कर्म वदस्व परमाद्भुतम्.
किंग परीक्षित इन्क्वायर्ड, ओ ग्रेट ब्राह्मणा सुखदेव गोस्वामी, व्हाई एंड हाउ डिड लॉर्ड विष्णु चर्न द ओशन ऑफ मिल्क? फॉर व्हाट रीजन डिड ही स्टे इन द वॉटर एज अ टॉर्टॉइस and hold up Mandara mountain? How did the demigods obtain the nectar? And what other things were produced from the churning of the ocean? Kindly describe all these wonderful activities of the Lord.
So he's asking several questions here. There's four questions he's asking. Why and how Lord Vishnu churned the ocean of milk? For what reason did he stay in the water as a tortoise and hold up the Mandara mountain? Water. Ambucharatmana. Ambu is again water. Anyways, don't worry about that right now. How did the demigods obtain the nectar and what other things were produced from the churning of the ocean? Kindly describe all these wonderful activities of the Lord. And there are several Shir Sagar, right? In this universe. Several oceans of milk are there, right? एक तो हमारा इस पेरिफेरी पे हो गया, एक श्वेत द्वीप में हो गया, Trikut Mountain was on Jambudvip. Correct. So, Trikut Mountain is there on Jambudvip only in the inside periphery. Andar ki taraf hai wo. It's not exposed to some ocean or something. Mount Meru hai na? Mount Meru is like the pericarp of a lotus flower. You have seen pericarp of a lotus flower? Nahi to. Dekho yaar, yahan pe to itne lotus flower ugte rehte hain. So it is like upar se bada hota aur niche se aisa patla ho jata hai wo. And then there are filaments all across. So there are pericarp is like the Sumeru and uske charo taraf chote chote aisa bahut sare mountains hai uske. Usme se one of them is Trikut Mountain with several peaks. So on the top of it there is supposed to be a lake of milk which is producing emeralds because of hitting against the, you know, rocky surface of the mountain. So how is it producing emeralds? So that is also another, you will come across actually when let it come, I'll show you when it comes. I'm sorry, Prabhuji. Shwetudvip is one. Then one is in the Jambudvip. I mean, this entire Bhumandala. You have all these oceans. So one of the oceans is Milk Ocean. Ocean of Milk. And there's a third one is on the Trikut Mountain. At least three we are aware of right now. There could be more. We don't know. Because it is only history of Jambudvip. Entire Bhagavatam. Jambudvip may be mostly Bharatvarsha only. Aur jagah kya kya hota hoga, what all things must be happening, what all incarnations must be happening, who all will be coming, what kind of demons will be coming, who knows. But isi ko padhne mein 2 saal lag rahe to. Tvaya sankathya mane na mahimna satvatam patehe nati tripyati me chittam suchiram tapatapitam.
My heart, which is disturbed by the three miserable conditions of material life, is not yet sated with hearing you describe the glorious activities of the Lord, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is the master of the devotees.
So he's like always encouraging Shrutadev Goswami, don't worry, I'm fasting. Aap ko lag raha hoga, he's fasting, is about to die. Aur detail mein bataunga to delay ho jayega. Don't worry, go ahead. Aap bolo yaar. Tension mat lo. Right? So in that mood he is there. I'm just about to say something, forgot. Haan, in Jambu, in Bhumandala, actually most out of, how many? Nine Varshas, right? Except Bharat Varsha, either rest of them all or seven of them is actually like heavenly planets only. Bhusuragas. So, So, yaad hai Prabhu, jaane wale hain udhar. Okay, so 14 to 25 is demigods approach the Lord under certain conditions. Shri Suta Uvacha Sampristo Bhagavanevam Dvaipayan Suto Dvijaha Abhinandya Harir Viryam Abhyachashtum Prachakrame.
Sri Suta Goswami said, O learned Brahmanas assembled here at Naimisharanya, when Sukadeva Goswami, the son of Dvapayana, was thus questioned by the king, he congratulated the king and then endeavored to describe further the glories of the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Sri Shuka Uvacha Yada Yuddhe Asurair Deva Badhyamana Shita Yudhai Gata Savo Nipatita Na Uttishtheran Smabhurishah Yada Durvasa Shapena Sendra Lokastrayo Nripa Nishrikascha Bhavamstatra Neshurijyadaya Kriyaha.
Dev Goswami said, when the Asuras with their serpent weapons severely attacked the demigods in a fight, many of the demigods fell and lost their lives. Indeed, they could not be revived. At that time, O king, the demigods had been cursed by Durvasa Muni. The three worlds were poverty-stricken, and therefore ritualistic ceremonies could not be performed. The effects of this were very serious.
So all of you know that past time Durvasa Muni was passing on the road, offered his Mahagarland to Indra. Indra put it on Gajendra. Then Gajendra took it from his head and put it, crushed it under the his feet. Right? So Gaurambhu said, when Indra could not understand, how will Gajendra understand the value of that Mahaprasad garland? So he just threw it right in front of Dhruva's eyes happening. थोड़ा लेट भी डाल देता, थोड़ा जाने देता उनको कुछ. सीइंग दिस इंसल्टिंग बिहेवियर दुर्वासा मुनि इमीडिएटली कर्स्ड इंद्रा टू बी पॉवर्टी स्ट्रिकन बेरफ्ट ऑफ ऑल मटेरियल ऑपुलेंस. सो द डेमिगॉड्स अफ्लिक्टेड ऑन वन साइड बाय द फाइटिंग डीमंस, ऑन द अदर बाय द कर्स ऑफ दुर्वासा लॉस्ट ऑल द मटेरियल ऑपुलेंसेस इन द थ्री वर्ल्ड्स. प्रॉपर सेज, टू बी एक्सट्रीमली ऑपुलेंट इन मटेरियलिस्टिक एडवांसमेंट इज समटाइम्स वेरी रिस्की. The materially opulent person does not care about anyone, and thus he commits offenses to great personalities such as devotees and great saints. This is the way of material opulence. As described by Shukadeva Goswami, dhan durmadandha, too much wealth makes one blind. Any other example till now you have come across of a wealthy man offending a saintly person? Indra offending Brihaspati. It was more like a neglect, right? He condemns himself that because of my opulence I got blinded. What else? Daksha offending Lord Shiva is a classic example. Somebody puffed up with his material opulence, offending somebody who is very simple and saintly. Drupad. Rahugana disrespect Jadabharat. Naham Vishanke Suraraja Vajran Netraksha Shulan Nayamasadandat Na Soma Agni Ark Na Agni Ark Soma Nalavitta Pastra Shankhe Brisham Brahma Kulavamana. Say, I'm very afraid of offending great souls. Yes, so this is very important. That when you are materially opulent, he does not care about anyone, and thus he commits offenses to great personalities such as devotees and great saints. This is the way of material opulence. Too much wealth makes one blind. When one is materially opulent, he should learn to be sober and well behaved toward Vaishnavas and saintly persons, otherwise he will fall down. Okay. Text 17 and 18. Yes.
आपको क्या लगता है?
Billa Swarga. Hellish planet is crime department, prison ministry. It is a two are above earth and one is below. When there is a three planetary system, initially Brahmaji divided three and then made it into 14. Actual description is 14 planetary system, right? So now when this offense is happening, Brahma's planet doesn't get affected with all these things which is happening on heavenly planets. Mm-hmm. So the effect is not there beyond Dhruva Loka. So below Dhruva Loka and above Jambudvipa, there is your heavenly planets as well as the Antariksha, where is the place of Yakshas and Rakshasas and all these places. So what he is mentioning here is, when it is said all three worlds were bereft of... All three worlds were poverty stricken. You can also understand that when demigods are put out of place, then rest of the universe also gets affected because the natural cycles get disturbed. Does that make sense? So all these Bharat Bhumi, Jambudvip, the middle planetary system and all those things. Now the lower planetary systems, somebody will have to help me if that is also affected, because that's where most of the demonic people also stay and they became powerful. So not necessarily they are affected. So three worlds, one is saying heavenly planets, Antariksha, and probably Bhumandala. Anybody has any other ideas about that? Three worlds, what does that mean? So we'll have to see, look for more explanation. But this is what, good question, but we don't have a very clear answer at this point of time. Somebody has Vishwanath Chaturvedi Thakur? Somebody has VCT? See what is there. Lokatraya, how does it translate? 15, 16? The translation of 15 and 16? Can you read it loudly? This is translation or purport? Translation, I want the translation.
Shukadev Goswami said, O King, when the devatas attacked by demons with their serpent weapons in battle, fell down almost dead and could not get up, after the devatas had been cursed by Durasa Muni and the three worlds had lost their prosperity, ritualistic ceremonies such as sacrifices could not be performed.
Three worlds lost their prosperity. Sacrifices not being performed. Sacrifice is a part of Bharatvarsha. I mean, this middle planetary system where it is being done. So definitely this part is affected in Dhruva and till Jambudvip, until Bhumandala. Now whether below part, upper part is definitely not affected. And whether the below part is affected or not, that's a question we have to see, right? Patal, Rasatal, Talatal, Atal, Vital, Sutal, all these things. Hellish planets are also, they are like completely different. So just this part, what happens to them, that we'll see. If it comes somewhere. Okay. Text number 17-18. Nishamyaitat suragana mahendra varuna dayah nadigachan swayam mantrer mantrantyo vinishchitam tato brahma sabham jagmur meror murdhani sarvashah sarvam vigyapayam chakru pranata parameshthine.
Lord Indra, Varuna and other demigods, seeing their lives in such a state, consulted among themselves, but they could not find any solution. Then all the demigods assembled and went together to the peak of Sumeru mountain. There, in the assembly of Lord Brahma, they fell down to offer Lord Brahma their obeisances. And then they informed him of all the incidents that had taken place.
So peak of Sumeru mountain is on Jambudvip. Right? But there you have said, Redna, there are cities of the primary eight demigods. So sometimes Brahmaji comes here also. It's like an outdoor office or offshore office where he comes and sits, and demigods can sometimes come and meet him here. Sometimes they can go to Satyaloka also and meet him. But sometimes they can come here also in Sumeru mountain and meet him. Is that acceptable? Savilokendra vayuadin nihsatvan vigata prabhan lokan amangala prayan asuran ayatha vibuhu samahite nam manasa samsmaran purusham param uvachot fullavadano devan sabhagavan paraha.
Upon seeing that the demigods were bereft of all influence and strength, and that the three worlds were consequently devoid of auspiciousness, and upon seeing that the demigods were in an awkward position, whereas all the demons were flourishing, Lord Brahma, who is above all the demigods and who is most powerful, concentrated his mind on the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Thus being encouraged, he became bright-faced and spoke to the demigods as follows.
So this is what Brahmaji is doing. He immediately focuses his mind on the Supreme Lord as a solution to the problem. Okay, Prabhupada gives example of Rupa Goswami as an example of how demigods or devotees are concerned with the welfare of all living beings. Prabhupada says, even impersonalists think of the welfare of all people. Thus, Brahma was very much concerned at seeing the demons in power. So, text 21.
अहम भवो यो यमथो सुरादयो मनुष्यतिर्यग्द्रुमघर्मजातयः यस्यावतारांश कला विसर्जिता व्रजाम सर्वे शरणं तमव्ययम्.
Lord Brahma said, I, Lord Shiva, all of you demigods, the demons, the living entities born of perspiration, the living beings born of eggs, the trees and plants sprouting from the earth, and the living entities born from embryos, all come from the Supreme Lord, from His incarnation of Rajaguna, Lord Brahma the Guna Avatara, and from the great sages, Rishis, who are part of me. Let us therefore go to the Supreme Lord and take shelter of His lotus feet.
So basically how the Supreme Personality of God is the shelter of all living entities. Okay. 22nd.
Nayasya vadhyo nacha rakshaniyo nopeksha neyadarani apaksha tathapi sarga sthiti samyamartham dhatte raja sattvatamamsi kale.
For the Supreme Personality of Godhead, there is no one to be killed, no one to be protected, no one to be neglected, and no one to be worshipped. Nonetheless, for the sake of creation, maintenance, and annihilation, according to time, He accepts different forms as incarnations, either in the mode of goodness, the mode of passion, or the mode of ignorance.
Somoham sarvabhuteshu name dveshu astina priyaha ye bhajanti tumam bhaktya maiteteshu chapiham.
So this is impartial nature, but at the same time, He gives a special attention to His devotees. So how is He impartial then? Seventh canto, first chapter. He is impartial but reciprocal. So what does that mean? Yes? Krishna is impartial. What does that mean? What examples come in the seventh canto, first chapter? No. Example of impartiality. No, that is an example of how you somehow fix your consciousness on Krishna, you get benefited. ये क्वेश्चन डिस्कस हुआ होगा ना सेवेंथ कैंटो फर्स्ट चैप्टर में, क्यों भगवान पार्शियलिटी दिखाते हैं? तो फिर नारद मुनि पूरा एक्सप्लेन करते हैं, हाउ इज लॉर्ड इज इम्पार्शियल. सो हु चेंजेस द गुणस? How can karma change gunas? No, but the karma, but the guna independently change. Who changes that? Kala. So he is not favoring any person per se. One of the logic he gives you, he is not favoring some person per se, but the gunas are changing as the arrangement of material nature. Depending on where you are, you flourish or you go down. He is not after you. You chose your guna, he is just manipulating the gunas. Other example Prabhupada also gives is like sunlight is available to everybody. But if somebody hides himself inside the room, then what the sun can do? And if you extend the analogy, if somebody does proper cultivation, he can get better, output or utilization of that sun. The sun is available to everybody, it depends on how you utilize it. So impartial means anybody can approach Krishna. There is no bar. He will reciprocate. Only if you approach Krishna, He will reciprocate. Ye yatha mam prapadyante tam satay bhajamyam. So it's impartial in the sense that anybody can approach Him, and it's reciprocal in the sense anyone who approaches Him, the way He approaches Him, the way He reciprocates. That's the way He reciprocates. But it is not that if two people are doing similar thing with the same mood, to one He will give result, to another He will not give result. No. In that sense, He's impartial. Does that make sense? Any practical example of impartiality in Krishna's life?
herself over?
Gave Putana the place of his mother. She also came with affection. So she said, okay, you also become my nurse. He annihilated Kuru dynasty because they were threat to the world. He annihilated Yadu dynasty also because threat to the world. Impartial. Udado. Dharm sabsthavna arthai ke liye beech mein jo bhi aaye, udado. Mera parivar hai, kisi aur ka parivar hai. Matlab nahi hai, udado. That is his manifestation of renunciation also. There is opulence of renunciation. He did not even mind annihilating his own Yadu dynasty if it was not conducive to the world or to the purpose of cosmic balance. So he's impartial. At the same time, reciprocal. Although he apparently has to act, but he remains unaffected by these modes of material nature. So Lord here personally teaching the principle of doing the needful but not getting affected. He doesn't have to deal with the modes, but still it deals with the modes. But doesn't get affected by the modes. Means his activities doesn't have repercussions on him. Is it making sense? Simhachalam Prabhu, is it? All is well? Okay. Text number 23. Ayam cha tasya sthiti pala nakshana sattvam jushanasya bhavaya dehinam tasmad vrajama sharanam cha gadgurum swanam sanudhasyati shamsurapriyaha.
Now is the time to invoke the mode of goodness of the living entities who have accepted material bodies. The mode of goodness is meant to establish the Supreme Lord's rule, which will maintain the existence of the creation. Therefore, this is the opportune moment to take shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Because He is naturally very kind and dear to the demigods, He will certainly bestow a good fortune upon us.
So your notebook says that we have to give the salient points of this 23rd verse and also quote the previous one while giving the flow of Brahma's prayers from 21 till 23. So this is an interesting purport, where he is saying now is the time to invoke the mode of goodness of the living entities who have accepted material bodies. Same principle like in the 7th canto. The material world is conveyed with three modes, sattva, rajo and tama. By rajogun is creation, sattva maintenance and tamagun annihilation. From this verse we can understand the situation of Kali Yuga through which we are now passing. Just before the beginning of Kali Yuga, at the end of Dwapar, Lord Shri Krishna appeared and left his instructions in Gita, in which he asked all living entities to surrender unto him. Since the beginning of Kali Yuga, how people have practically been unable to surrender to the lotus feet of Krishna, therefore to teach them, Mahaprabhu appeared. Surrendering unto the lotus feet of Krishna means achieving complete purification. Saradhanman, so this is the consequence of surrender, he is saying. So after Prabhupada says how Rajagun, Tamagun and Satogun operate, then he is specifically talking about Kali Yuga. How Lord left the instruction, surrender unto me, Lord Chaitanya came. A result of surrender is purification. Then he says, Kali Yuga is full of contamination. Kaler dosh nidhe rajan asti heko mahan gunat kirtana adi krishnasya mukta sangha param vrajet. But there is one good opportunity, that is the holy name of Krishna. Okay. So when Krishna appeared, he gave his orders, and when Krishna himself appeared as a devotee, he showed us the path by which to cross the ocean of Kali Yuga. That is the path of the Hare Krishna movement. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared, he assured in the era for the Sankirtan movement. It is also said that for 10,000 years this era will continue. This means that simply by accepting the Sankirtan movement and chanting the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, the fallen souls of this Kali Yuga will be delivered. After the battle of Kurukshetra, at which Bhagavad Gita was spoken, Kali Yuga continues for 4,32,000 years, of which only 5,000 years have passed. Thus there is a still balance of 4,27,000 years to come. Of these 4,27,000 years, the 10,000 years of Sankirtan movement, Nagarbha Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 500 years ago provide the opportunity of the fallen souls of Kali Yuga to take to the Krishna consciousness movement, chant the Hare Krishna Mahamantra and thus be delivered from the clutches of material existence and return home back to Godhead. Chanting of the Hare Krishna is potent always, but it is especially potent in this age of Kali. Therefore, Shukadeva Goswami, while instructing Maharaj Parikshit, stressed this. Now the point is coming. Why Prabhupada is writing all these things? This is connected to your first line. Now is the time to invoke the mode of goodness of the living entities who have accepted material bodies. Why is he suddenly writing a purport on chanting and everything, which is not mentioned here? Are you seeing the connection? Why Prabhupada is writing this purport? He's talking about now is the appropriate time to take shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Okay? Yes? No? Yes. So this is the right time and to take shelter of the Lord. So now Prabhupada is bringing the same principle to our stage of Kali Yuga. So he gave a little background that in Dwapara Yuga, Krishna gave instructions to surrender. Mahaprabhu came and showed how to surrender. He gave Sankirtan. And then Sankirtan will create purification. Kali Yuga is full of contamination. And we are actually in the golden era. Right time we are there. Are you all with me? Chapati digested? Dal in the process. Then he's saying, I'm reading on after this verse, Kalir Dosh Nidhi Rajan. Those who have accepted the task of spreading the Hare Krishna Mahamantra in full Krishna consciousness should take this opportunity to deliver people very easily from the clutches of material existence. So as the Brahmaji is saying, this is the time for invoking mode of goodness, Prabhupada is saying, this is the right time to deliver people because Mahaprabhu has given Sankirtan movement and golden period is going on. Do you understand the connection? He's making it relevant to our situation. Our duty, therefore, is to follow the instructions of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and preach the Krishna consciousness movement all over the world very sincerely. This is the best welfare activity. And then Prabhupada writes something about the Sankirtan movement. The glories of the process is being mentioned in the next, purport, where Prabhupada talks about that Cheto Darpan Marjana, what the heart gets cleansed of is this misidentification with the material body, which even big scholars are not able to transcend. Simply by chanting the holy names of Krishna, one can actually come to this understanding. This should not be removed. Like if you see, he says, after he quotes Dehino Asminyatha Dehin the purport, he says, to cleanse the core of the heart which is full of misunderstanding is possible only through Sri Krishna Sankirtan. Does that make sense? Because your professor has asked you to write salient points of 23rd verse. So what are the salient points of this purport? Can somebody help me? Salient points of this purport. Bully. Please read it a little carefully. It's a very structured purport. If you read it personally, you will actually understand how Prabhupada is developing it and bringing to the point of how the ultimate happiness is possible through purification of heart, which is possible only through chanting Hare Krishna. And ultimate happiness is not going through heavenly planets, but ultimately returning to the spiritual world. So that is the last paragraph he mentions. Survival does not mean that one should die. Survival means that one should not die but should enjoy an everlastingly blissful life of knowledge. This is survival. The Krishna consciousness movement is meant to take every person fit for survival. Indeed, it is meant to stop the struggle for existence. Simply by hearing Bhagavad Gita and chanting Hare Krishna, one becomes completely purified, that the struggle for existence ceases and one goes back home, back to Godhead. So this is connected to the last line. Because he is naturally very kind and dear to the demigods, he will certainly bestow good fortune. So Prabhupada is saying, what is the greatest fortune? Going back to Krishna. Not just some peaceful, happy life in this world. Because to counteract that, he mentions in the last paragraph, A Brahma Bhuvana Loka Punaravartino Arjuna. So the whole purport is flowing along the translation. You pick up one sentence of the translation and you will see the purport flowing in that same direction. So that's how you can easily write the salient points of this particular purport. Does that sound logical? Okay. Hopefully. I don't know. Then Shukadeva Goswami is saying, Shri Shuka Uvacha Iti Abhasha Suran Veda Sahadevera Rindama Ajitasya Padam Saksha Jagama Tamasa Param.
Maharaj Parikshit, subduer of all enemies, after Lord Brahma finished speaking to the demigods, he took them with him to the abode of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, which is beyond this material world. The Lord's abode is on an island called Shvetadvipa, which is situated in the ocean of milk.
Okay, so Prabhupada writes the purport on the word Arindama. How Parikshit Maharaj is Arindama? Because he has not only conquered the external enemies, but the internal enemies of anger and greed. And he gives an example that when the Muni's son cursed him, he did not retaliate. So therefore, he is being addressed as Arindama. And the next paragraph actually is Prabhupada picks up a word from the previous verse, Surapriya, and he writes it here, how Krishna is equal toward everyone, but is especially inclined towards his devotees. So in this purport, Prabhupada mentions basically three words, Arindama, Surapriya, and Ajitasya Padam. Arindama refers to Parikshit Maharaj. Surapriya is a principle or quality of Krishna that is equal to all, but if especially favors the devotees. The word has been picked up from the previous verse. And the third is Ajitasya Padam. Ajitasya Padam means the abode of Krishna. The island known as Shvetadvipa, which is in the ocean of milk, is transcendental. It has nothing to do with this material world. A city government may have a rest house where the governor and important government officers stay, but that house is not an ordinary house. Similarly, Shvetadvipa is an ocean of milk. It is in this material world. It is Param Padam, transcendental. That is Ajitasya Padam. Okay? So Brahmaji has taken everybody from Sumeru Mountain to Shvetadvipa now. Okay? Hari Bol, Sumeru Mountain do. And now we will see the prayers offered by Brahmaji. We'll take a break for a few minutes. We can all come back refreshed, enthused, and we'll move ahead. Hare Krishna. अरे वाह ऐसा ब्रेक तो जल्दी बताने का तैयार फ्रेश वाटर फ्रेश वाटर ना दिस वन Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So now the prayers of Lord Brahma are starting. They will start from me. Text number 25. Ready? Let's go. Tatra drishta swarupaya shruta purvaya vai prabho. Stutim abruta daivi bhir girbhistu abhitendriyaha.
Dear at Shvetadvipa, Lord Brahma offered prayers to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, even though he had never seen the Supreme Lord. Simply because Lord Brahma had heard about the Supreme Personality of Godhead from Vedic literature, with a fixed mind he offered the Lord prayers as written or approved by Vedic literature.
Even Lord Brahma has not seen Krishna by that time. Even though he had never seen, but because he had heard, he offered the prayers. And this particular Manu he has not seen. That's what it looks like, yeah. Possible. Possibility. Correct. That time he met Garbhodakshaya Vishnu. He was trying to see his own source and everything. And Shwetudip he has not met. Possible. Shutapurvaya. Shutapurvaya means as he had heard before. Prabhupada says, the word Shutapurvaya is significant. We get experience by directly seeing or by hearing. If it is not possible to see someone directly, we can hear about him from authentic sources. Sometimes people ask whether we can show them God. This is ludicrous. It is not necessary one to see God before he can accept God. Our sensory perception is always incomplete. Therefore, even if we see God, we may not be able to understand him. Happened with Duryodhana also, right? He saw Krishna but didn't understand him. This is called cognition without recognition. You saw but you didn't understand. Like somebody saw this batch of Vidyapeeth devotees sitting. But he cannot understand there are three doctors sitting in this assembly. Right? Can he understand just by seeing? No. So he saw but he didn't understand the glories. Example, there are three doctors. Gussa se dekh raha, two scientists. Gussa se dekh raha mero. Two scientists, okay. Or whosoever else, one PhD scholar or whatever. Whatever else. But I'm saying, just by seeing you may not be able to understand. You have to hear about, oh, this devotee is this. He has come from New Zealand. New Zealand, right? Yes? How do I know? Huh? Not New York, New Zealand, right? Yeah. So this Vaishnava came into some sort of preaching and then finally you should know how he came. Your respect for him, you will offer obeisances every day. How he came, how he collected money just to come to India and then came to get some training at Chopari and now he is into the system. Yes? Jai. All glories to Alexis Prabhu. So, you will not know the glories of each and every devotee. So, to hear about them, what struggles they have gone through. Okay. Prabhupada says, even though Lord Brahma had not seen the Supreme Personality of God before, he was confident that the Lord was there in Shwetdweep. Thus, he took the opportunity to go there and offer praise to the Lord. So, looks like in Shwetdweep he had never met him. Otherwise, he had met him in some other forms and shapes. These prayers were not ordinary concocted prayers. Now, Prabhupada is explaining the word Daivi Bhi Girabhi. Sound vibrations as per Vedic literature. Okay? We have to just see which words Prabhupada is actually explaining the purport. So, first paragraph is all on Shutapurvaya. Second paragraph, Prabhupada is mentioning about Daivi Bhir Girbhi. Okay? These prayers were not ordinary concocted prayers. Prayers must be approved by Vedic literature as indicated in this verse by the words Daivi Bhir Girbhi. In our Krishna consciousness movement, we do not allow any song that has not been approved or sung by bona fide devotees. We cannot allow cinema songs to be sung in the temple. I don't know about tunes of the Hare Krishna, but definitely not. We generally sing two songs. One is Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. This is bona fide. It is always mentioned the Chaitanya Charitamrita is accepted by the Acharyas. The other, of course, the Mahamantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. We may also sing the songs of Narottam Das Thakur, Bhakti Vinod Thakur and Lochan Das Thakur. But these two songs, Shri Krishna Chaitanya and the Hare Krishna Mahamantra are sufficient to please the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Profound.
He's establishing a movement for 10,000 years. He has to be very clear what is he expecting. Although we cannot see him, seeing the Lord is not as important as appreciating him from the authentic literature or the authentic statements of authorized persons. Like even if you go to Shwetudeep and you sit next to Narayan, what will happen? He's not going to glorify himself. So my dear Prananath, now hear my glories. No. So you have to know glories about Vishnu, whom you have to go to? Vaishnavas. Therefore all these devotees, after they see Vishnu, what are they asking? Association, 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 association. Nobody is saying, take me with you. Lord ko bhi lagana re, kya yaar, main aaya samne, mere saath chalne ko nahi tayyar, bolta association of devotees de do karke. But that's how you understand Krishna's glories. Yes? So hearing is more important than just seeing him. Text number 26 to 50 is prayers by Lord Brahma. So very interesting. He will explain the universal form and many other things. So let us see. So let us go together to text number 26 now. Shri Brahma Uvacha Avikriyam Satyam Anantam Adyam Guhashayam Nishkalam Pratarkyam Manograyanam Vachasanuriktam Mama Mahe Deva Varam Varenyam.
Lord Brahma said, O Supreme Lord, O changeless, unlimited Supreme Truth, you are the origin of everything, being all-pervading. You are in everyone's heart and also in the atom. You have no material qualities. Indeed, you are inconceivable. The mind cannot catch you by speculation, and words fail to describe you. You are the supreme master of everyone, and therefore you are worshipable for everyone. We offer our respectful obeisances unto you.
So these are qualities of the Lord's transcendental form. Let us see the purport. Now Prabhupada is taking each and every word and explaining it. First he says, Avikriyam, the Lord who never changes. The Supreme Personality of God is not anything of material creation. Everything material must change from one form to another. For example, from earth to earthen pot and from earthen pot to earth again. All our creations are temporary, impermanent. Okay? This is Avikriyam. Next he says, Satyam. The Supreme Personality of God, however, is eternal. And similarly, the living entities who are parts of him are also eternal. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is Sanatana, eternal. Okay? Then, if you go a few lines later, he says, although the Lord is a living being and the individual souls are living beings, the Supreme Lord, unlike the individual souls, is Vibhu, all-pervading, and Ananta, unlimited. So, third word he is explaining, Anantam. Okay? Adyam, the original cause of all causes, is the next. The living entities are innumerable, but the Lord is one. No one is greater than him, and no one is equal to him. Thus, the Lord is the supreme worshipable object as understood from the Vedic mantras. Okay. Then he says, the Lord is supreme because no one can evaluate him by mental speculation or jugglery of words. If you see this word, apratarkayam, tark karte na, apratarkyam means inconceivable, not within the jurisdiction of material arguments. So that's what Prabhupada is saying. The Lord, okay, the Lord can travel more quickly than the mind. Prabhupada actually combined two things in that one statement, by mental speculation or by jugglery of words. So jugglery of words was vachasa aniruktam, indescribable. And the Lord can travel more quickly than the mind. Then he says, mana agrayanam. Man se aage rehta hai, Bhagwan. And then Prabhupada quotes Ishupanishad to support what he's talking about. Are you with me? Are you with me or you're outside the window? Then he says, Guhashayam, next paragraph, because the Lord is situated in everyone's heart and the individual living entity is not, never should the individual living entity be equated with the Supreme Lord. So, Guhashayam. Okay? So, like that, Prabhupada actually, did we cover everything? Only, I think, Nishkalam is left, right?
Nishkalam, without any decrease in potency. Somewhere in forward it actually comes. So in this way, Prabhupada is actually writing this purport as the characteristics or the qualities of the Lord's transcendental form. How the Lord's presence is everywhere, that is text number 27. Let's chant together. Vipashchitam prana manodhi atmanam arthendriya bhasam anidram avranam chaya tapau yatrana gridhra pakshau tamaksharam kham triyugam vrajamahe.
The Supreme Personality of Godhead directly and indirectly knows how everything, including the living force, mind and intelligence, is working under His control. He is the illuminator of everything and has no ignorance. He does not have a material body subject to the reactions of previous activities. And He is free from the ignorance of partiality and materialistic education. I therefore take shelter of the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord, who is eternal, all-pervading and as great as the sky, and who appears with six opulences in three yugas, Satya, Treta and Dwapara.
So Supreme Lord directly and indirectly knows how everything, including the living force, mind and intelligence, is working under His control. That is Anvayad and Itarata. Right? Anvayad Itarata is to Charthesu Abhigya Swarat. Prabhupada quotes that verse in the beginning. Then if you look at Anidram, always awake and free from ignorance. Yesterday also we saw a similar word in a prayer by Gajendra. Always awake and alert. For what purpose? What is that word? Alayaya. Bhuri karunaya namo lalaya. Means he is always alert for the purpose of delivering the conditioned jiva. That is being explained. Okay. Prabhupada is saying, there are millions and millions of living entities and the Lord gives them directions, therefore He has no time to sleep. There is no time to sleep. And He is never in ignorance of our activities. He sees whatever we are doing at every point of time. And then Prabhupada quotes about Triyuga. The word comes, Triyugam Vrajamahe. So why is it called Triyugi? Because in Kali Yuga is Channa Avatar. What is the other concept of Tri Yuga? Tri Yuga also means coming with six opulence in three Yugas. That is also Tri Yugi. Right? Prabhupada says. So this is what is being explained in this particular purport. So simple purport. Three things are mentioned. About how He is the cause of everything. Okay? Anidram. And then Triyugam. That's how Prabhupada is written in his purport. Shall we move ahead? No? Okay. Text 28 explains the wheel of samsara. Ajasya chakram twajeryamanam manomayam panchadasharamashu. Trinabhividyuchalamashtanemi yadaksha mahustamritam prapadyai.
In the cycle of material activities, the material body resembles the wheel of a mental chariot. The 10 senses, 5 for working and 5 for gathering knowledge, and the 5 life airs within the body form the 15 spokes of the chariot's wheel. The 3 modes of nature, goodness, passion and ignorance, are its center of activities, and the 8 ingredients of nature, earth, water, fire, air, sky, mind, intelligence and false ego, comprise the rim of the wheel. The external material energy moves this wheel like electrical energy. Thus the wheel revolves very quickly around its hub or central support, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is the Super Soul and the ultimate truth. We offer our respectful obeisances unto Him.
So he is explaining the wheel of samsara by this analogy. You must have read this wheel somewhere else also. Where did you? Third canto, where else? Seventh canto also? No? Naraji explains the last 5 chapters. मैं कौन सी भागवत पढ़ू, मुझे अपने सेल्फ डाउट आ गया अभी ऐसा। अरे बताओ यार, बताया ना नारद जी ने, आई थिंक 13 चैप्टर 14 चैप्टर समवेयर ही एक्सप्लेन्स द चैरियट ऑफ द ह्यूमन बॉडी एंड देन एवरीथिंग एल्स, पूरा चैरियट समझाते हैं उधर, पूरे दिन आख्यान में भी आता है, सेवन कैंडो में आता है ना, आता है ना, सेवन कैंडो 15 चैप्टर इज देयर चैरियट, so the similar chariot is explained. Okay, the cycle of birth and death basically in which we are all stuck. Hare Krishna. So what is the method of surrender? That is text number 29. Let us chant together. Ya ekavarnam tamasa param tad alokam avyaktam ananta param asam chakaro pashuparnam enam upasate yogarathena dhira.
Personality of Godhead is situated in pure goodness, Shuddha Sattva, and therefore He is Ekavarna, the Omkara Pranava. Because the Lord is beyond the cosmic manifestation which is considered to be darkness, He is not visible to material eyes. Nonetheless, He is not separated from us by time or space, but is present everywhere. Seated on His carrier Garuda, He is worshipped by means of mystical yoga, yogic power, by those who have achieved freedom from agitation. Let us all offer our respectful obeisances unto Him.
Yog Rathena Dhira. So Prabhupada says, Ekvaranam is pure goodness. So if you look at the first lines of the purport, Prabhupada begins with Sattvam Vishuddham Vasudeva Shabditam. In this material world, the three modes predominates. Among these three, goodness is the platform of knowledge. Passion brings about a mixture of knowledge and ignorance, but the mode of ignorance is full of darkness. The Lord is beyond darkness and passion. Because the Lord is situated beyond the three modes, He is unseen by those who are dominated by these three modes. One must therefore become dhira or undisturbed by the modes of material nature. Okay. Yoga Indriya Samyama, Prabhupada says. Tamasa Param Alokam, who cannot be seen, Avyaktam, not manifestors, Anantaparam, unlimited. That is Krishna. So Prabhupada is saying the purpose of yoga is to cool down this disturbance of the indriya so that you can start appreciating the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Text number 30 speaks about the need for surrender. Without it, one cannot transcend Maya's influence. So let us chant together. Nayasya kasya titida tari kaschit iti tarati mayam yaya jano mohiyati vedanartham tam nirjitatma atma gunam paresham namama bhuteshu samam charantam.
No one can overcome the Supreme Personality of Godhead's illusory energy maya, which is so strong that it bewilders everyone, making one lose the sense to understand the aim of life. That same maya, however, is subdued by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who rules everyone and who is equally disposed towards all living entities. Let us offer our obeisances unto Him.
The external energy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead gives all conditioned souls, I'm reading from the fifth line of the purport, what appears to be an opportunity to be happy within this material world, but that is Maya. In other words, it is a dream that is never to be fulfilled. Thus, every living being is illusioned by the external energy of the Supreme Lord. That illusion energy is undoubtedly very strong, but she is fully under the control of the transcendental person who is described in this verse as Parisham, the transcendental Lord. Basically, these are two verses, one from Bhagavatam, one from Gita. Devi Hayesha Gunamai Mama Maya Mami Vaya Prapadyante Maya Mitam. This particular Shakti of Krishna is Gunamai, which is also Devi, right? Devi Hayesha Gunamai. But there is another Devi Prakriti which is mentioned in Gita. Mahatmanastu Mam Partha Devim Prakriti Mashrita. So this Devim Prakriti and this Devim are the same? Yes? Are the same? So one Daivi Prakriti is Gunamayi, other Daivi Prakriti is Krishnamayi. So one can give you Krishna, other will give you three modes. What do you want? So that is being explained there. So other words which comes is, you remember that verse where Vyasadeva in the first canto of Bhagavatam is, after hearing from Narad Muni, is meditating in devotion and he sees Maya. Yaya sammohito jivo atmanam trigunatmakam paro api manute anartham tatkartam chabhi padyate. Shloka memorization chal raha hai na? Piche wala bhi ja raha hai lagta hai. First in, last out. So, capacity is fixed, hard drive. Only last 5 days we remember. So, yaya sammohito jivo, he is saying. This is the function of Maya. Function of Maya is established in the very first canto of Bhagavatam by the realization of Vyasadeva. So it's... I'm sorry, bro. Here the appeal is help. Please help us. The demigods are in trouble and you are the one who can actually improvise mode of goodness. Demigods are supposed to be, you know, predominantly in mode of goodness. Now please help them come out of their, regain their kingdom. So here prayer is not about get me out of the material existence, because demigods don't want that. Although they're already in Shvetdvip, but demigods don't want to get out of material existence. You may see Krishna but not achieve him. Possible? It's possible. You may see Krishna but not achieve him. So demigods are not ready for that kind of benediction. So Brahma will not pray for those kind of things. Okay. Not only does he control the conditioned souls through his external energy, but he also controls the external energy itself. And Prabhupada quotes that again, the same words. Okay. Even demigods cannot understand then what to speak of ordinary living entities, the functions of the Supreme Lord. That is text number 31. Let us chant together. Ime vayam yat priyaya eva tanva sattvena srishta bahirantaravi gatim na sukshmam rashayascha vidmahe kuto suradya itara pradhanaha.
Since our bodies are made of sattva guna, we, the demigods, are internally and externally situated in goodness. All the great saints are also situated in that way. Therefore, if even we cannot understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead, what is to be said of those who are most insignificant in their bodily constitutions, being situated in the modes of passion and ignorance? How can they understand the Lord? Let us offer our respectful obeisances unto him.
What is the verse in the Gita which says the same thing? Aham adirhi devanam. Okay? Ten chapter, right? 10.2, something like that. So if they are, I am the source of all the demigods and sages, so how they can understand me? It's not possible. Something similar he himself is talking about. Atheists think that they are independent and therefore they do not care about the supremacy of the Lord. Yet the Lord asserts his supremacy when he overcomes them as death. Mrityu sarv harascham. Then Prabhupada gave the example of Hiranyakashipu Maharaj. And therefore he says, therefore to gain this understanding, the demigods, Hatipa Lord Brahma, offered their respectful obeisances unto the Lord. Can we understand the Supreme Lord? Now from text 32 till 43, around 11 verses, the universal form is described by Brahmaji. So he will start beginning with the feet upwards and explain this form. Let's chant together text number 32. Padau mahiyam svakrataiva yasya chatur vidho yatra hi bhuta sarga savai mahapurusha atma tantra prasidatam brahma mahavibhuti.
On this earth, there are four kinds of living entities who are all created by Him.
What are these four kinds? Yeah. Perspiration, seeds, embryo, and egg. Yes, go ahead, bro.
Who are all created by Him. The material creation rests on His lotus feet. He is the great supreme person, full of opulence and power. May He be pleased with us.
So he's meditating on the lotus feet of the Lord. Chakravarti Pad says, Brahmaji begins meditating with His lotus feet, Lord's lotus feet, which are made of earth predominantly. Because various different kind of descriptions of universal form comes various places. So this is another. Okay. Vairaj Murti, basically. Text number 33 refers to the what does the water represents. The earth represented is lotus feet. Now what is the water? Why is it that Brahmaji is offering, although it's not very clearly mentioned anywhere, why he started glorifying universal form, but can you guess? Brahmaji already had Sakshatkar of Krishna's beauty. Why he starts offering universal form prayers? So? Why didn't Brahma just chant Brahma Samhita? Okay, this is one understanding. You know, all the demigods are not devotees. You must have read this, right? In your sixth canto of Bhagavatam, Madhvacharya makes a quotation in one purport. That verse comes, Narayana Parasarvina Kutashina Bibhate Swarga Pavarka Narakeshu Pitulyarda Darshina. In that verse purport, if I'm not wrong, he talks about that there are only 9 koti devatas which are Narayaniya. Narayaniya means some understanding of Narayan is there. Out of that, very few are Narayan Para. So only 9 crore after 33 crores have some understanding of Narayan. That's what he says. Narayaniya. So there could be a lot of people who are standing here who may not be able to directly appreciate Krishna's transcendental form. So he's beginning with the universal form. That's my understanding. Although Chakravarti Pad doesn't say anything, why suddenly he started, you know, glorifying the universal form. Let's chant text 33 together. Ambhastu yadreta udaravaryam siddhyanti jivanti utavardhamana लोकायतोथ अखिल लोकपाला प्रसीदताम न समहाविभूते.
The entire cosmic manifestation has emerged from water, and it is because of water that all living entities endure, live and develop. This water is nothing but the semen of Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, may the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who has such great potency, be pleased with us.
So here water is compared to the reproductive parts of the Lord's body, the semen. Rather, the water is sometimes explained to be the perspiration and sometimes the semen of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Like in a previous universal form also, oceans were compared to the semen of the Lord. It is from water that all living entities emerge. Is that? It is from water that all living entities emerge. And because of water, they live and grow. If there were no water, all life would cease. Maharashtra, Marathwada, happening right now. Very terrible situation. Water is the source of life for everyone. Therefore, by the grace of the Supreme Personality of God, we have so much water all over the world. Okay. So this is modern theory also, right? Says the same thing. Creation takes place from the primordial soup and everything else. Of course, they get deviated in many other things, but water was primarily present from where the creation actually started coming up. Hare Krishna. Second, he says, what is the mind of the Lord? He compares it to the moon. Let's chant together. Somam mano yasya samamananti divaukashamyo balamandha ayu isho naganam prajana prajanam prasidatam nasamaha vibhute.
The moon is the source of food grains, strength and longevity for all the demigods. He is also the master of all vegetation and the source of generation for all living entities. As stated by learned scholars, the moon is the mind of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. May that Supreme Personality of Godhead, the source of all opulences, be pleased with us.
Prabhupada said, if moon is the source of all vegetation and everything, how can moon be a desert? That's what he speaks about in the purport. The modern scientists say moon is just a desert. How is it possible? When moon is the source of all rasa and all vegetation, how much more pristine things will present on the planet moon? So that's what Prabhupada says in the purport. Of course, the same principle comes in the Gita 15th chapter, right? Soma bhutva rasatmaka. The rasa comes from soma, moon. How it happens? That we don't know. That is inconceivable. We only know it happens like this. How it happens? We don't know. Like sun evaporates water. That you know, right? How exactly it happens? Because you may enter the ocean in Jagannath Puri on a hot day, you still feel cool, right? You will feel cool inside the water. Because if something is evaporating, it becomes warm, right? What do you say? अभी अगर जो मैं यहाँ पे वाटर को इवेपोरेट करता हूँ तो बॉयल होगा ना वो? Does the ocean boil like that when evaporating? No. But water evaporates? Yes, scientist, doctor, क्या? कुछ गलत बोल रहा हूँ क्या? पूछ रहा हूँ आप लोगों से. Make sense, right? It's Krishna inconceivable. He can evaporate things without boiling them. That is Krishna, his energies. Very interesting, actually. Text number 35. Actually, according to Vayu Puran, so that water is the food for sun, actually. That's why he keeps evaporating it everywhere. Because certain kind of fire get enhanced because of water. झटका लग रहा है. सर्टन का फायर गेट्स एनहांस बाय वाटर. यस और नो? विच वन? इलेक्ट्रिसिटी. जैसी होता है बिजली होती है तो बोलते पानी मत डालना, बस पानी डालोगे तो और बढ़ जाएगा वो. दिस इज समथिंग वी कैन हैव सम रिजेम्बलेंस. व्हाट इज देयर हैपनिंग वी डोंट नो. वी हैव नो क्लू व्हाट इज एग्जैक्टली हैपनिंग देयर. फिनोमेना लोग बोलते हैं फ्यूजन रिएक्शन चल रहा है उधर. फ्यूजन? प्रभुपाद बोले वो हाइड्रोजन कौन सप्लाई कर रहा है इतना फ्यूजन के लिए, राइट? टेम्परेचर इज नॉट गोइंग डाउन, नॉट गोइंग अप, बराबर रेगुलेटेड, राइट? इट्स इनकंसीवेबल एक्चुअली हाउ थिंग्स आर मूविंग. इट्स इनकंसीवेबल. प्रभुपाद सेड इफ यू कांट अंडरस्टैंड योर बॉडी, हाउ विल अंडरस्टैंड कॉस्मिक बॉडी? तुम्हें पता है तुम्हारा कैसा पात, कैसे तुम खाता है पचाता है? बस ये मालूम है और ये मालूम है, बीच में क्या होता है कुछ मालूम नहीं, राइट? है कि नहीं? When we can't understand our body, how will you understand cosmic body? It's not possible, right? Doctors, I'm hurting the ego of the doctors, so please forgive me. They understand little bit, somewhere here or there. But even when one doctor gets disease, he goes to another doctor. Yes, doctor, is it true? Yes. He's a very humble doctor, he accepts it. Another doctor doesn't accept. Text number 35. The fire is compared to Krishna's mouth. Let's chant the words together. Agnir mukham yasya tujata veda jata kriya kanda nimitta janma anta samudre anupachan swadhatun prasida tamna samaha vibhuti. This last line is repeated.
Fire which is born for the sake of accepting oblations in ritualistic ceremonies is the mouth of Supreme Personality of Godhead. Fire exists within the depths of the ocean to produce wealth, and fire
See this. fire exists within the depths of the ocean to produce wealth. What is this? वो एनओडी में पढ़ा था ना आपने एक, पर एनओडी पढ़ा था वो याद नहीं आ रहा है. एनओडी पढ़ा था ना एक, व्हाट हाँ व्हाट अबाउट फायर, ही गिव्स एग्जांपल ना, दैट कैन नॉट हैव मच इफेक्ट ऑन इट. आई फॉरगेट व्हाट कॉन्टेक्स्ट ही सेज, व्हाट अबाउट फायर, मटेरियल डिजायर्स इवन प्रेजेंस ऑफ भक्ति कांट प्रैक्टिस समथिंग लाइक दैट ही सेड. बट देयर इज अ फायर एग्जिस्टिंग विद इन द डेप्थ्स ऑफ द ओशन टू प्रोड्यूस वेल्थ. Yes, go ahead, Prabhu.
Also present in the abdomen to digest food and produce various secretions for the maintenance of the body.
Yes, doctor, right or wrong? Okay.
May that supremely powerful personality of Godhead be pleased with us.
Can you give some example of some secretion produced by fire in the stomach because of which body is maintained? Doctor Sab.
Almost all the things will be. At a particular temperature, many enzymes will be activated. Like, for example, if acid is there, acid is like a fire. So, the pepsin and pepsinogen, the protein digesting enzymes will be activated. Like
protein digestion enzymes will be activated at a certain temperature.
Yes, because they are proenzymes, they will be broken down at a particular thing.
It's a very highly controlled. If suppose you have to replicate the process of digestion in the outside situation, what big machine will need? Somebody made that calculation, you know. You need a huge room to actually replicate the function of digestion which appears in your chota sa stomach. Bhagwan Sri Krishna ki, scientist ki, Hari bol. So they're also trying to understand Krishna's creation, but the attempts are limited. But we can appreciate Krishna.
It works more like.
I'm sorry, bro?
It works more like on atomic level. Therefore, not possible to replicate.
It works more at?
Atomic level.
Atomic level.
Because there
like
is a hydrogen.
Go down
pump.
To that atomic level and actually start doing stuff. It's not
there
on
is
a
uncertainty
scale.
You cannot make like that.
So Krishna has, you know, so much intelligence has gone, isn't it? I think doctors can become easily God conscious, isn't it? Provided they are a little humble and pious. Excuse me? Okay. They got filled. See, this is called Dushkriti. Text number 36. Let's chant together. Yes, Prabhu. Fire in the ocean. Let's do scuba diving and let's figure out what is that. No clue, Prabhu. It could be some volcanoes inside the ocean or what kind of fire it is. I have absolutely no clue. I never read in any science fiction also. Fire inside the ocean. Because inside the ocean, the temperature actually goes extremely down, isn't it? Doctor? And marine? Right? Such huge pressure of the water column. Huge pressure of the water column. Actually, if you go down the bottom of the ocean, you will actually rupture because of the pressure. The submarines are actually made like that, which can handle those kind of water pressures. So, at that pressure and at that, and at the same time, the temperature is very low. Right? Pressure is high, temperature is low. Oh, apna PV is equal to NRT will apply here? Will it apply? Or is it only for gases? Now PV is equal to NRT was for only gaseous things? Or it's a normal temperature? It's at room temperature? And even Bernoulli will apply at only at normal temperature? Normal? Kaise normal kaise? Hawai jahaz itna upar udta hai, usme thodi kuch normal temperature hai. Within some range. Some research is required to find out how fire is produced at the bottom of the ocean. Let's see if somebody, some scholar has to say something on that. Yes, Prabhuji? volcanoes come in the ocean, but is he referring to that kind of fire? Okay, so? So you're saying that fire is inside the volcano, which is unaffected by water? Must be, right? It's like closed volcano inside, some furnace is going on. But that is making, he's saying it makes, what he said? Wealth. It creates wealth. It's similar to now you just say in the proper translation or you're reading Chakratipad? Same kind of fire, like the digestive fire. So he's saying digestive fire is like acids. It is a hot liquid basically. Right? Digestive fire is like a hot liquid. So then volcano will make sense because in that molten lava will come out. If it burst open. Good thing to research actually. When you get bored of reading Bhagavatam, you can do some research on this aspect, if you get time. Text number 36, Sun God refers to the... Did we chant this mantra? No. Yachakshurasi taraner devayanam traimayo brahmana esha dhishnyam dwaram cha mukter amritam cha mrityu prasidatam nasa maha vibhute.
The Sun God marks the path of liberation, which is called Achiradi Vartma.
Anywhere else you read this? Sun God marks the path of liberation. 8th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. What else? What does this mean? Sun marks the path of liberation. Actually, there is one more thing. Because the sun is controlling the movements of various constellations and everything, the yogis, the siddha yogis, can actually go from constellation to constellation to constellation and get out of the material world. Just landmarks hote hai na. Abhi aapko bola, chalo tum chhod diya tumhe. Bhautik jagah se chhod diya. Bahar jao. Kidhar ko jayega? Physically speaking, how will you get out of this material existence? Chalo, aap pe gravity nahi lag raha hai. Kidhar ko udega tum? So they will follow the path tracked by the sun. So you go like the sun, from there you go up, and from there you catch the constellations and move out, like that. Shishumar padha hoga na apne? Kya hai wo Shishumar? Hai? What is Shishumar? Wo to shape ho gaya. But exactly kya hai Shishumar? Is it imagination of planets? Huh, so is it position of planets exactly, or is it a projection of stars and planets? Okay. So you can actually follow the dolphin and get out of, at least till reach Dhruvloka. Like how in the ancient times people will walk from Mayapur to Vrindavan, how will they go? They catch Yamuna in Mayapur, come till Allahabad, catch Ganga, come till Allahabad, from there catch Yamuna and reach Mathura. GPS nahi tha na udhar. Simple life thi. Nadi ke barabar chalte raho. That is why you see when Mahaprabhu went to Jharikhanda, Chaitanya Charitamrita maya ki he actually took a route which was never used by anybody else. He went into MP and then aisa ghoom ke kahin to gaye. Does that make sense? Anyways, come back. So, you read the whole translation? Did I stop you in between only?
He is the chief source for understanding of the Vedas. He is the abode where the absolute truth can be worshipped. He is the gateway to liberation and he is the source of eternal life as well as the cause of death. The Sun God is the eye of the Lord. May that Supreme Lord, who is supremely opulent, be pleased with us.
So many factors of Sun God is explained here. But he's the eyes of the Lord. Yachakshureshu savita sakalak grihanam raja samastasaramurthi asheshateja.
The sun god is considered the chief of the demigods. He is also considered the demigod who watches the northern side of the universe. He gives help for understanding the Vedas. What is the northern side of the universe? What is the northern side of the universe? In our situation, north is here, planar. North, south, east, west. And we say up and down, right? We are planar in north-south direction. Universal north is upwards. Socha? Chalega na? That's why this is Yamaraj is towards southern direction. Down. Then east and west. So he's the... That's what understanding is. He gives help for understanding the Vedas. That's why in the traditional sense, Gayatri Mantra is chanted before the recitation of Shastra. Okay? Any other reason why he's important for understanding the Vedas? Whom did he give knowledge first? Krishna gave knowledge to? Gita, 4th chapter. Imam Vivasvate Yogam Proktavan Aham Avyayam Vivasvan Manave Praha Manurikshvakabe Praveet. So, in the Vedic mantras, it is said that unless the Supreme Personality of Godhead sees, no one can see. Now, prove this statement. In the Vedic mantras, it is said that unless the Supreme Personality of Godhead sees, no one can see. Actually, so next line has the answer actually. That same purport, next line is the answer. Unless there is sunlight, no living entity on any planet can see. So if Krishna opens his eyes, he sees, then you see. Does it make sense? So you are dependent on the Lord. You remember, I think it was in third canto where the demigods are trying to invoke the universal form. And nothing is happening. Waking up. So finally, kya hota hai? So then everything starts acting. So in our own small cosmic form, small bodies also, unless the soul is there, the apertures don't work. Who sees? The organ or the sense? Organ doesn't see. He says organ doesn't see. The organ sees or the sense sees? Now sense is a more subtler process. You may have the eye, but the process of seeing is the sense. It's a tanamatra. It's the subtler aspect of seeing. So somebody may have eye but may not have vision. Or may not have the sense of seeing. Some may have ears but may not have sense of hearing. So senses are different from the, just what do you call them, organs. Subtle. Text 37 talks about the prana, which is the original vital force of the Supreme Personality of God. Let's chant together. Prana dabudhyasya characharanam prana sahobalamojaschavayu Anvasma samrajam ivanugavayam prasidatamna samaha vibhute.
All living entities, moving and non-moving, receive their vital force, their bodily strength and their very lives from the air. All of us follow the air for our vital force, exactly as servants follow an emperor. The vital force of air is generated from the original vital force of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. May that Supreme Lord be pleased with us.
So now, actually in the part of the sun, you must have read this in third canto, I believe. Prabhupada writes a purport where he says, sunlight is important for keeping the mind pure. Read this purport? Aisa lag raha hai, main kisi aur bhagavatam se bol raha hun. Mitra vaisa dekh raha hai, kisi, ye kahin aur se bol raha hai. In third canto, I believe Prabhupada writes a purport where he says, sunlight is required for
keeping the purity of the mind. So that also came to my mind from the song. Text number 38 explains the other parts of the body. Let's chant together. Shrotra disho yasya hridas chakhani pragyagnirekham purushasya nabhya pranendriyatma susharirakeeta prasidatam nasamaha vibhuti.
May the supremely powerful personality of Godhead be pleased with us. The different directions are generated from his ears. The holes of the body come from his heart, and the vital force, the senses, the mind, the air within the body, and the ether, which is the shelter of the body, come from his navel.
Ether is the shelter of the body, means the body is spaced somewhere. Next verse. Balan Mahendras Tridasha Prasadan Manyor Girisho Dishanand Virincha Khebhyastu Chandam Sirishayo Medra Takha Prasidatamna Samaha Vibhute.
Mahendra, the king of heaven, was generated from the prowess of the Lord. The demigods were generated from the mercy of the Lord. Lord Shiva was generated from the anger of the Lord, and Lord Brahma from his sober intelligence. The Vedic mantras were generated from the bodily holes of the Lord, and the great saints and the Prajapatis were generated from his genitals. May that supremely powerful Lord be pleased with us.
There's not much purports here. Text number 40, let's chant together. Brahma. Because this time he is Brahma, next time he may not be Brahma. And he is offering prayers Shruta Purvya, as it was described in Vedic literatures. Shrivakshasa Pitaras Chaya Yasan Dharmastanaditara Prashtatobhut Dyayoryasya Shirishnop Saraso Viharat Prasidatamna Samaha Vibhute.
The goddess of fortune was generated from his chest, the inhabitants of Pitraloka from his shadow, religion from his bosom, and irreligion, the opposite of religion, from his back. The heavenly planets were generated from the top of his head, and the apsaras from his sense enjoyment. May that supremely powerful personality of Godhead be pleased with us.
Next verse. Vipro mukhad brahmachayasya ghuyam rajanya asid bhujayor balamcha urvor vido jo angrida veda shudro prasidatamna samaha vibhute.
The brahmanas and Vedic knowledge come from the mouth of supreme personality of Godhead. The kshatriyas and bodily strength come from his arms. The vaishyas and their expert knowledge in productivity and wealth come from his thighs. And the shudras, who are outside of Vedic knowledge, come from his feet. May that supreme personality of Godhead, who is full in progress, be pleased with us.
So this is the various varnas is being described, coming from the Supreme Lord. Text 42. Lobo dharat pritiruparya bhudyutir nashta pashavyas parashena kama bravor yama pakshma bhavastu kala prasidatamna samaha vibhute.
Greed is generated from his lower lip, affection from his upper lip, bodily luster from his nose, animalistic lusty desires from his sense of touch, yamraj from his eyebrows, and eternal time from his eyelashes. May that supreme Lord be pleased with us.
Text 43, that is the last verse of this particular description of the universal form. What do learned people do with this form? That is being explained. Dravyam vaya karma gunan vishesham yad yoga maya vihitan vadanti yad durvibhavyam prabhudapabadham prasidatamna samaha vibhute.
All learned men say that the five elements, eternal time, fruitive activity, the three modes of material nature, and the varieties produced by these modes are all creations of yoga maya. This material world is therefore extremely difficult to understand, but those who are highly learned have rejected it. May the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is the controller of everything, be pleased with us.
The word durvibhavyam is very important in this verse. No one can understand how everything is happening in this material world by the arrangement of the Lord through his energies. Everything is actually happening under the direction of the Lord. This much we can learn. But how it is happening is extremely difficult to understand. We cannot even understand how the affairs within our body are systematically taking place. The body is a small universe, and since we cannot understand how things are happening in this small universe, how can we understand the affairs of the bigger universe? Actually, this universe is very difficult to understand. Yet learned sages have advised, as Krishna has also advised, that this material world is Dukhalayam Ashashvatam. In other words, it is a place of misery and temporality. One must give up this world and go back home, back to the personality of Godhead. Materialists may argue, if this material world and its affairs are impossible to understand, how can we reject it? The answer is provided by the word durprabuddhapabadham. We have to reject this material world because it is rejected by those who are learned in Vedic wisdom. Even though we cannot understand what this material world is, we should be ready to reject it in accordance with the advice of learned persons, especially the Supreme Lord Krishna. Napnuvanti mahatmana samsiddhim paramam gatim. One has to return back home, back to Godhead. This is the highest perfection of life. Although we cannot understand the functions of this material world, whether it is good for us or bad for us, in accordance with the advice of the Supreme Authority, we must reject it and go back home, back to Godhead. So the next six verses speaks about how Lord is transcendental, actually. Text 44. Namostu tasma upashanta shaktaye swaraja labha pratipuritatmane guneshu maya rachiteshu vrittibhir nasajjamanaya nabhasvadutaye.
Let us offer our respectful obeisances unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is completely silent, free from endeavor, and completely satisfied by his own achievements. He is not attached to the activities of the material world through his senses. Indeed, in performing his pastimes in this material world, he is just like the unattached air.
So here, Lord's transcendental aspect is being described by giving analogy of the wind. The wind is not attached. He is not attached to anything, for he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Now Brahma is requesting for darshan of the Lord's personal form, that is text 45. Let's chant together. Svatvam no darshayatmanam asmat karana gocharam prapanna nam didrikshu nam sasmitam te mukhambhujam.
O Supreme Personality of Godhead, we are surrendered unto you, yet we wish to see you. Please make your original form and smiling lotus face visible to our eyes and appreciable to our other senses.
So he's requesting, we would like to see you, because you may just give instruction in the heart and reveal this and that. You have many other ways of doing things, so please don't do that. Please come in front of us. We want to have your darshan. Prabhupada then talks about how the devotees are interested in seeing Krishna's personal form and not just appreciating or experiencing the impersonal form. Okay? Those who are in the Vaishnava Sampradaya of Brahma always want to see the Supreme Personality of Godhead. They are eager to realize the Lord's personal feature, not the impersonal feature. Okay, now Brahmaji is now further remembering the Lord's qualities in relation to his devotees. Text number 46. Taistai swecha bhutai rupai kale kale swayam vibho karma durvishaham yanno bhagavam stat karotihi.
O Lord, O Supreme Personality of Godhead, by your sweet will you appear in various incarnations, millennium after millennium, and act wonderfully, performing uncommon activities that would be impossible for us.
So Prabhupada purport talks about when does the Lord appears? How many times he appears? Ete cham shakalapam sham krishnastu bhagavan swayam indrari vyakulam lokam mridayanti. Just like there are, whenever there is disruption of religious principles,
and they're like waves in the ocean. Just like nobody can count the waves in the ocean, there are so many incarnations. So somebody may say, then anybody can claim himself to be incarnation. Prabhupada says, the incarnation's activities are proof of his identity. Right? Prabhupada said, this does not mean, however, that anyone can claim to be a form of the Lord and be accepted as an incarnation. They have to be given in the Shastra. And actually, this verse is kind of giving a future reference to the Samudra Manthan Leela. See what Brahmaji is saying. You appear in various incarnations by your sweet will, millennium after millennium, and act wonderfully, performing uncommon activity that would be impossible for us. So it will be impossible for us to defeat the demons at this stage. But you, if you want, by your own sweet will, you can appear and make this impossible thing possible by his inconceivable energies. So that is certain kind of hint is given. Text number 47. Let's chant together. Klesh bhori alpasarani karmani vipalani va dehinam vishayartanam nadathayvarpitam tvai.
Enemies are always anxious to accumulate wealth for their sense gratification. But for that purpose, they must work very hard. Yet even though they work hard, the results are not satisfying. Indeed, sometimes their work results only in frustration. But devotees who have dedicated their lives to the service of the Lord can achieve substantial results without working very hard. These results exceed the devotees' expectations.
So here, Brahmaji first said, you come again and again to please by your sweet will in various incarnations. And here he is explaining the benefit of dedicating one's life to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Prabhupada says, we can practically see how the devotees who have dedicated their lives for the service of the Lord are getting immense opportunities for the service of Godhead without working very hard. The Krishna consciousness would actually start with only 40 rupees. This is a proof. But now it has more than 40 crores worth of property. And all this opulence has been achieved within 8 or 10 years. No karmi can expect to improve his business so swiftly. And besides that, whatever a karmi acquires is temporary and sometimes frustrating. In Krishna consciousness, however, everything is encouraging and improving. Are you all? Huh? No? Not happy? The Krishna consciousness mood is not very popular with the karmis because this mood recommends that one refrain from illicit sex, meat eating, gambling, and intoxication. These are restrictions that karmis very much dislike. Nonetheless, in the presence of so many enemies, this mood is progressing, going forward without impediments. If the devotees continue to spread this movement, dedicating life and soul to the lotus feet of Krishna, no one will be able to check it. The movement will go forward without limits. Chant Hare Krishna. So Prabhupada is almost on the verge of ecstasy here. Chant Hare Krishna. See, he will never say like that in a purport. He's like in a victorious mood. He's like a general who has conquered one more territory and Hari Bol. So you are expected to memorize 47, 48 and 49. Right? That's what your professor has told you. Quote 47, 48, 49. Text number 48. Here he is saying that karmis are working so hard, anxious to accumulate, they are frustrating. 48 says that even if somebody does a little action offered to you, results are huge. Let's chant the words together. Navama karma kalpopi viplayeshwara arpitaha kalpate purushasseva sahiyatma daito hitaha.
Activities dedicated to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, even if performed in small measure, never go in vain. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, being the Supreme Father, is naturally very dear and always ready to act for the good of the living entities.
Okay. Activities dedicated, they never go in vain. Any words from the first canto? Tektva sudharmam charanambujam harer bhajan apakvo atapate yati yatrakva vabhadram uddamushyakim kovartapto bhajatam sudharpada. Yes, similar. It relates to 47, 48, both of them. Prabhupada says, svalpam apyasya dharmasya trayate mahato bhayat. Devotional service is so important that even if performed to a very small, almost negligible extent, it can give one the supreme result. Prabhupada gives example of ajamil. Okay. Next paragraph is very beautiful. Prabhupada says, the Supreme Personality of God is actually the only object of our love. As long as we are in this material world, we have so many desires to fulfill. But when we come in touch with the Supreme Personality of God, we immediately become perfect and fully satisfied. Just as a child is fully satisfied when he comes to the lap of his mother. Right? Then he gives example of Dhruva Maharaj. He got his benediction, but he said, I didn't want all that stuff. But he said, nevertheless, whether you are desires, no desire, whatever it is, worship Krishna. Akama, sarvakamova. Dedicate your activities to Krishna somehow or other. Which one? Yes. No. Krishna is not. Krishna cannot be limited like that. Krishna cannot be limited like that. Roz to gaate ho aap subah ko utke darshanarti mein. Kya gaate ho? Abe darshanarti mein bol raha hu. हाँ गाओ आगे गाओ थोड़ा गाओ अरे हाँ क्या है वो कृष्ण कैनॉट बी लिमिटेड लाइक दैट गंगानीय सकलेन्द्र वृत्ति मानती पश्यन्ति पान्ति क्लयन्ति चिरम जगन्ति. So his name, his form, his pastimes, his activities, everything is spiritual, is not different, right? So it's not just Krishna has to personally, physically touch you. Even if you remember him, that's his personal touch. That remembrance is spiritual. Krishna is spiritual in all aspects. Nothing is material about him. His remembrance, his name, his prasad, his devotees, his pastimes, his instructions, everything can have the same effect as Krishna's personal presence. Does that make sense? You can be thoroughly satisfied. Because the way Krishna is manifesting himself, you are not receiving him fully. Why Haridas Thakur is, he's not willing to even go inside Jagannath temple and see Jagannath happily chanting Krishna's names. Is he satisfied or not? Or is he Parishanatma? Is Prasannatma or Parishanatma? How? Experiencing Krishna. Completely, in toto. You have heard, right? 7th canto Bhagavat Kiyadantum. 9th process of devotional service. So the speaker must have told you who perfected their lives by what process. Now how? उसमें से कितना टच वाले कितने हैं उसमें मतलब क्या यार सीधा बात पूछ रहा हूं व्हाट इज आवर लेवल वी हैव नो लेवल आई एम सिंपली आस्किंग दोज 9 प्रोसेस डिवोशनल सर्विस डिफरेंट डिवोटीज परफेक्टेड देयर लाइव्स राइट डिड दे केम इन टच विद कृष्णा और नॉट श्रवणम कीर्तनम विष्णु स्मरण प्रहलाद अल्टीमेटली वॉज टच बाय द सुप्रीम लॉर्ड बट इज फुली सेटिस्फाइड इवन बिफोर दैट राइट. You have seen his qualities. Pada Sevanam, Archanam, Vandanam, Dasyam, Sakyam, Atmani Vedanam. How many places do people have access to Krishna's personal form? The touch, as a physical touch. No, Krishna can touch your consciousness. Krishna can touch your mind. Krishna can touch your intelligence. Does that make sense? Otherwise, this is like the same. These kind of things lead to these sahajiyas of Raat Shaam Sapne Mein Aa Gaye Aur Ye Ho Gaya, Wo Ho Gaya, Meri Dahi Pee Liya, Mera Doodh Pee Liya, Aisab. No, not necessary. Prabhupada was experiencing Krishna's touch in a heart attack. Yes or no? So it's not just physical reality. So we come in touch with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. We immediately become perfect and fully satisfied. Got it? So your mother's lap is limited. Krishna's lap is not limited. Does it make sense? Text 49 gives, worshipping the Lord satisfies everyone including the demigods. Yatha hi skanda shakha nam taror mulavasechanam eva maradhanam vishno sarvesham atmanaschahi.
One pours water on the root of a tree, the trunk and the branches of the tree are automatically pleased. Similarly, when one becomes a devotee of Lord Vishnu, everyone is served, for the Lord is the super soul of everyone.
So you have seen this verse, similar verse coming somewhere else, where exactly it came? Yathātur mul nishechanena tripyantida skanda bhujopashākha pranopahārād yathendriyānām tateva sarvāharanam achyute. Why two examples are given in that verse? Ped ka example diya or pet ka example diya? Kyun? Ek se samishan nahi tha? Do kyun diya aisi? Extra se maa to bol diya. This is called mental speculation. I am asking Shuta Purvaya. Have you heard? Go and read Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur today for that particular verse. Okay, I'll not tell you why two things were mentioned there. Okay. Text number 50. Namastubhyam anantaya durvitarkyatma karmane nirgunaya guneshaya sattvasthaya cha sampratam.
My Lord, all obeisances unto you, who are eternal beyond time's limits of past, present and future. You are inconceivable in your activities. You are the master of the three modes of material nature. And being transcendental to all material qualities, you are free from material contamination. You are the controller of all three of the modes of nature. But at the present, you are in favor of the quality of goodness. Let us offer our respectful obeisances unto you.
So next, if you see this next paragraph, he says, one paragraph only, next page. Lord Brahma, expressing his appreciation, said that because Lord Vishnu had now taken charge of the activities of goodness, there was every hope that the demigods would be successful in fulfilling their desires. The demigods were harassed by the demons who were infested with tamogun. However, as Lord Brahma had previously described, since the time of Sattvagun had now arrived, the demigods could naturally expect to fulfill their desires. The demigods are supposedly well advanced in knowledge, yet they could not understand the knowledge of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, the Lord here is addressed as Anantaya. Although Lord Brahma knows past, present and future, he is unable to understand the unlimited knowledge of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So basically they are praying that, my dear Lord, now please favor the demigods because it's time for Sattva Guna to become flourish and you are in charge of the Sattva Guna. Grantharashmat Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Thus ends chapter number 5 of the 8th canto of Bhagavatam. Demigods appeal to the Lord for protection and now the Lord will speak to them and ask them to declare a truce with the demons. The test will begin now for the demigods also. Thank you very much for your patient listening. Very grateful for this opportunity to serve all the Vaishnavas and hope to see you sometimes in future. Vanchakalpaturubhyasya kripa sundhubhya evacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavibhyo namo nama anantakoti vaishnavrindagi cha. Thank you. What is the time? Oh, wonderful. I gave 11 minutes release today.